Welcome to Head Full of Radio, where a longtime Radiohead fan goes through the whole recorded discography alongside his friend, who's only familiar with the song Creep. Will we agree on the songs? Can I convert him into a fan? Let's find out.
Welcome back, everyone. 60. Well, congratulations on 60.
60 is a big number. What does that translate to in like wedding anniversary terms? What would this be?
Let's Google. 60th wedding anniversary gift is diamond. Oh my god, diamond.
Wow, there we go. This is all, I mean, it's not years, but it's a diamond vibe. So what comes with the era of diamond?
Apparently the 80th anniversary is oak.
Huh. To be fair, 80 years is goddamn long. Like at that point, you can't be shutting up for diamonds.
Yeah.
So
oak would be the type of casket you buy.
Oh gosh. Let's hope not.
So we are listening to India Rubber today, which is the second Fake Plastic Trees single.
Ooh. Well, I hear Fake Plastic Trees and I already get hyped. So
yes, especially that we've got Hovering. Some really terrible remixes still.
Yeah.
I don't know if we'll ever
get in my system.
Yeah. I don't know if we'll ever get over those. So this is a pretty B-sidey B-side.
Okay.
Here's a quote from Colin about the track, okay?
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the track, it's Johnny laughing at one of his own jokes as usual. That he's nicked Brilliant. From Stephen Fry or from some Radio 4 lights program from the last 30 years.
Wow. Well, that's an interesting thing to try and visualize, like, where this is going to go.
Yeah, so we will bring that up here and have a listen and make ourselves feel better and face some terrible memories of previous.
Now, when you say a B-side, a very like B-side, does that to you translate to something being a bit meh, or what do you mean by that?
B-side is you know, it could have made the album, but it didn't.
Okay, so you're not dissing it too hard.
No. You know, there are a lot of really good songs that are not on albums.
Okay,
so I don't know this song, so I can't say that this is gonna be good or not.
But, I love that you're getting a fresh take on something as well.
Yeah. And here we go. Are you ready?
I am. Hit me up.
Go!
Okay. Not a lot to glean just out the gate.
Yeah. Okay.
Not putting his all into enunciating yet again. Our good old friend. Now the ducks have had their meat, I think
I'll go plug in the room. I like this guitar coming. Yeah, I like that.
That's cool, yeah.
Do you know what this stuff... This reminds me of the stuff... on the My Iron Lung EP. It gives me that same feeling.
Oh, I'm going to have to venture back to remember what that is.
Well, this is the big goofy fan coming out of me, right? The My Iron Lung EP had a really specific sound, which is almost like...
I remember My Iron Lung specifically, so that I can at least somewhat draw.
Yeah, I'm thinking more of like... Lewis or, you know, the Trickster.
Okay.
It's like they're hanging out and just playing and it's fun to hear kind of thing.
Okay.
They're not being too serious, but they're not being like lazy. That makes sense. It's like a good song.
Yeah.
Not good enough, but still really good.
Yeah.
It's a band moving forward. Lyrics don't mean much, though. I tumble like a clown before your baying hounds.
Yeah, and he talks about the dogs having their meat in the previous verse, so I'm not sure quite what they're getting at. But
there's the laugh.
It's very creepy, like clowny.
Yeah.
India rubber. Again, they don't give much away with what necessarily are trying to say with their titles.
Yeah.
India rubber. Does that inherently mean anything if I type it into Google?
Yeah, it brings up a lot of Radiohead stuff.
Okay, I'm hearing India rubber.
If you go to genius.com, it says the song is known for its prominent drums and the creepy laugh of Johnny Green.
Yeah, that is what will stick with me. Right, now when I type in India rubber, I read, is one name for the natural rubber that comes from the sap of certain trees. India rubber trees that grow in South America and India produce the majority of India rubber. Okay, that doesn't really give me much.
It doesn't. So there you go. That's the song.
That is the song.
How are you feeling about the song?
Not a lot, really. Like,
okay,
it was a bit odd. Like, I was getting closer towards maybe the singing wasn't lazy, but in terms of how I was receiving it. I wasn't receiving.
Yeah, it doesn't. It's not energy. A very Radiohead-y song.
Yeah, it was just a bit odd. Like, I can't find a lot of other words jumping towards me besides that. Like, I mean, obviously, they had the creepy clown laugh going on. They were talking about clowns in the lyric. Just strange.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure. Yeah, honestly, I feel like I could go with a Colin and a half on that one. It just didn't really do it for me at all, to be honest with you.
Hey.
And I wish I could tell you more about why it didn't hit a certain way. Just the lack of having things to say, I think, for me, says it all.
Nothing really made it. The only thing I liked about it was the vocals in the where they're stumbling like a clown. I liked the dual vocal part, the harmony on it. But other than that, there's nothing really I can say makes it better than any other song. So
yeah,
I think I'm going to agree with you on that one. Let's do a Colin and a half.
Well. So that was India Rubber.
It was.
Didn't live up to the hype of fake.
Is that your sign off? Are you signing off on this episode? Say goodbye to everybody? Is that what you're doing?
I mean, I was just going to say it didn't quite live up to the namesake of fake plastic trees for me. I mean, obviously, you can't have one big name speak to the whole album or anything, but.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's my submission to my thoughts on India Rubber. Well,
next week, we're going to be doing How Can You Be Sure? Which apparently
was supposed
to be on. Colin really wanted it to be on the album, but it just didn't happen.
Do I trust Colin, though? Or representative of the one?
Yeah.
Time will tell.
We'll see how that goes. are you signing? Yeah, you know what? You can sign off.
Great. Well, thanks everyone again for joining us. This was India Rubber. And if you want to let us know how you feel about it, go ahead. If you don't, thanks for joining anyway.
Yeah.
And we'll catch you for the next one. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is recorded over Discord and produced by me, Floyd. The introduction and exit music is a cover of Radiohead's Separator and is available on all streaming services under the band name Lift. Find us on Instagram @HeadFullOfRadio.
Wow, that was really good. I should ask you to do that more often.
I mean, you're going to be dealing with a lot of topsy-turviness when it comes to me. Like, anything from something normal to something very drawn out and stumble over my words. So,
we'll see what happens. So, you're saying that the Nico pastiche?
Right, there you go. It's a little bit of a Russian roulette.
Are you Russian?
I'm not, but they're the namesake
just,
for the roulette.
So just regular roulette then?
I guess, but I want it to feel more dangerous than that.
Yeah. If he dies, he dies. all right. That's good. Bye, everybody. They're still listening, I think. Maybe they're not.
If you're there, then hi again. And goodbye again? Question mark?
Yeah. All of those things. Well, I'm getting a phone call. Hold on a second.
Holding.
Hello? Oh, they hung up. Right in my ear.
Rude.
Oh, now he's calling again. Hello? Oh, thank you. Is it by the door? If you the buzz code is buzz 1091. Put it on that thing and then I can buzz you in. Thank you. Bye. Someone will be at the door. Thank you. We're now at 11:30 my time, which means you most likely have to jet.
I have been told they are arriving shortly, okay. So I might place an order and get things ready.
This has been an absolute pleasure, my friend. I really am so thrilled that we got to through the shit.
COVID, we managed to have a good time.
Yeah, the shit episodes. That's going to be fun.
Yeah, who doesn't love a bit of or a lot of just mounted
shit? I think you were going to say shit.